folks, you know, what Tim Stanley, what his essay was, were the reasons why, title, Why, Despite Everything, I Am Still a Catholic. And he basically ends with, I'm still a Catholic because, and I'm not paraphrasing him, I'm quoting, quote, I joined for the faith, I discovered humanity, and now the next step, I suspect, is to recommit myself to the faith. How? Catholicism has all the answers, including to its own problems, and it asks us to be courageous. And my comment on that is, what Brother Stanley is saying is, we're on the ark. Noah's ark was wood, saves humanity. Cross of Jesus, wood, saves humanity again, opens the gates to heaven. The church now is the wood. You don't flee the ark when there's a storm about you, do you?
No, you don't. And, you know, we know that the bride has to go where the bridegroom went, and Jesus himself was betrayed from within and crucified, and I think we're seeing the crucifixion of the church betrayed from within. And really, if you look at the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, they never would have expected the Messiah to have to go through the most embarrassing, confusing, even scandalizing, to use the word of the Apostle Paul, death. And so I think we're at that point where we're really challenged to say, is this really the church of apostolic succession with so many scandals and so much trashing of the doctrine of 20 centuries and so much overturning of the single liturgy of 15 plus centuries, maybe 20 centuries? Could this really be it? And I think just as John was the only one to remain at the cross under the scandal of the cross as Jesus was crucified after being betrayed from within with Judas, we also have to say, you know what, I'm going to stay Catholic. I'm going to stay at the foot of the cross as the church is crucified from the betrayal within, and we're going to be the few who look past this scandal to stay faithful to the church, even when it seems like it doesn't fulfill everything that Christ had promised about the church. Just like it didn't seem on the cross Jesus had fulfilled everything of the Messiah until you look a little closer, suffering servant, Isaiah 53, book of Zephaniah, then you start to see, oh, when you look closer, this had to be the case. And when we look closer, we see perhaps the church had to go through this. And this is where we put all of our hope on this promise of Our Lady of Fatima, that she said, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. And that's where I believe we will see the resurrection of the church in the next 100 years after this major scourging and major punishment that really challenges our faith. And I'll tell you, it's really challenging. I mean, I sound like I'm preaching well now, but the past year, it's really, really challenged my faith.
Well, Father David Nix on the Dude Maker hotline with us. Well, Father, we're all thankful and grateful that it challenged you, but didn't move you to jump ship and jump the ark.